Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Time for me to put on my best speaking voice and deliver to you another episode of Idiot Box Radio. Now, I am sure that warms your loins, yea verily, as it does mine. I'm Tori, Idiot Box Radio, you're not, and basically this show is a diary video vlog review without the video vlog component of it. I'm solding for it, I'm painting pictures, I'm getting to the point, and you can contact me at idiotboxradio@gmail.com, which, fucking guess what, it's finally happened. For this new incarnation of the show, I finally have my first letter, and it is from, well, it's actually from a friend of mine. But this is a listener who became a friend, who's a listener again, Matty Bayer from the USA. He writes, Tori, T-Man T-Bird Tori, what is up, my man? Oh, the bloody moon to hear. Idiot Box Radio, back on the airwaves, the OG podcast. It's always a pleasure when I get to start my day hearing you painting pictures with your words, salting the fruit and getting to the point. Been loving the Nick C reviews. Can't wait for the episode on the cinematic masterpiece that is Con Air. Always looking forward to the next show all the way from upstate New York, USA. Matt B. Matty, this is such a thrill to get an email from you, sir. Thank you so very much. Guys, like I said, idiotboxradio@gmail.com. I read them, I write back to them, I love them, and I love you guys. So you can also subscribe to the show on the Apple Podcast directory. Just look up the Idiot Box Radio Podcast. Now, I do have a movie review for the day, and if you haven't heard one of these movie reviews before, I'm going to be swearing quite a bit during it. I'll probably use some sexual innuendo, and it won't be safe for work. So just to let you know, that is the way that this show rolls, and it's just bad luck if you don't like it. You've got your warning, and you can sign off right now. Wow. This movie is one I want you, even though I'm going to wreck it, this is a movie that I really, really want you to watch, okay? Because it stars fucking Nicky C. If you don't know who Nicky C is, it's Nicolas Cage, Nicholas Coppola. 5 times married, 2 fucking castle owning, 1 island owning, condominium owning Nicky C. $14 million in tax debt, Nicky C. Nicky C, our personal acting superhero, came down from another planet, the beautiful man with the slick back hair that could only be undone by Harvey Keitel's hair in National Treasure. Getting to the point, just letting you know that no one will beat Nicky C in my heart, but Harvey Keitel, Mr. Wolf, the cleaner, is allowed to have better hair. The bad lieutenant himself, Harvey Keitel. This movie, I want you to watch. Like, go to your local shop. If you go to shops anymore, who the fuck knows? With this fucking pandemic, you might be going fucking, I don't fucking know. Hopefully you're not hiding out in the hills scared. Just wear a mask and go out and do your shopping, depending on where you live. We don't have to wear them anymore, and I think that's pretty stupid, but it is just the way it is. And it's somewhat ironic, you know, because I was thinking to myself, well, fuck this shit. I'm going to continue wearing a mask because, you know, I want to protect those I love and myself, but it sort of undoes it when no one else that you're fucking traveling with, you're fucking rolling posse, if no one else is wearing that fucking mask and you go back home with them, Ashley, then you're going to end up with the fucking COVID anyhow. So COVID, come on down. Hopefully you don't have COVID in your town. There's very few places that can actually brag that. My town is one of them at the moment, but anyhow, you can go to your local shop that sells this fucking movie or stream it, I don't know, but get your hands on a copy of Army of One starring the bloody beautiful Nicky C, Nicolas Cage, the Coppola man, Francis Ford Coppola, Sofia Coppola, the progeny, just fucking do whatever movie. Now, I'm super excited to talk about this movie, but also don't forget that Willy's Wonderland is going to be coming out this month. It came out digitally, now it comes out in a physical version, and I am fucking shitting my pants with excitement about that movie. It's going to be nothing short of exceptional, and I do expect you, under your fucking Uncle Idiot Box Radio's fucking duress, to go get yourself a copy of that bad boy, because I'll be reviewing it, I'll be wrecking it for you as soon as it comes out. I'm watching it, okay? That's just what's going to happen on the 75-inch. It's going to be nothing but fucking mayhem from start to fucking finish, okay? Willy's Wonderland. Now, let's regress a little bit. Regress? Go back? I don't know. We're just basically going to go back. I'm going to talk about a movie that we watched some time ago. That is Ash and I. Okay, so this movie's called Army of One, starring Nicky C. And I like to get to the point painting pictures and being a man of action. So you know I don't fucking go on in fucking circles. It's so annoying. I hate that when people do it constantly. It's just like, oh God, when are you just going to get to the point? Seriously, fuckstick. Army of One, starring Nicky C, okay? Brushback, beautiful hair, Nicky C. But in this movie, it's a disheveled mess, the old hair. Still with beard and hair goals, though I do think that they are prosthetic, and by the end of the movie, I did not give a fuck. Now, the movie is going to be, or the movie, no, my review of the movie is going to be filled with spoilers. But these spoilers are just going to make you go, what the fucking shit? I'm going to go and fucking watch this thing. So, Nicky C stars as some fucking dude, okay? Who has visions of God, who, by the way, is played by Russell Brand, and Nicky C feels the need to go to Pakistan and bring back Osama bin Laden because the fucking CIA have failed in their mission to do so. It doesn't get better better than this. Nicky C looks amazing. He's got a fucking little beer belly. He's got the white beard, grey hair, and fuck, I thought he was me. Or at least a very close facsimile. Nicky C, if you ever do want to catch up, just let me know, all right? We can talk about prosthetics. Anyhow, so in the movie, God is Russell Brand. God talks to Nicky C and says, go over there, go and get that bad boy. You know I can't do it myself. I'm not allowed to get involved in the affairs of man. And fucking Nicky C, I am actually going to have to go and look up this fucking, his character's name, because there's an important point that I'd like to make, and I like painting pictures accurately. Okay, I've been studying and now I'm back. It took me less than 30 seconds, but I paused it due to the way I fucking edit like a champion. You're never going to know that we didn't stop spending time with each other. Is that like a double negative? I think it is, but in any case, we didn't stop. What the fuck? I'm going fucking insane. It's 1:17 in the morning. I've got no idea why I'm up and why, as I went to go to bed, I felt the need to fucking talk to you about Army of One. Gary Faulkner is the name of the character played by Nicolas Cage. You can look up Gary Faulkner if you choose. Now, in the movie, I thought, what the fuck, Nicky C? You're speaking manically. You're talking with a really weird sort of high-pitched, lispy voice, very eccentric, very fast-talking, like we've expected from the fucking maniacal Nicky C as he tries to bring home his fucking tax debt by doing as many jobs as possible. Now, this is the thing, though. So throughout the movie, it's utter fucking insanity from start to finish. And at first, I couldn't deal with the voice, and I thought, fucking hell, Nicky, what have you done to me, mate? Don't make me fall out of love and take off my Nicky C fucking betrothal ring. I don't have one, guys. But if there was one, I'd get it. All right, so Gary Faulkner is the character, and he goes over to Pakistan, or rather, he tries to numerous times. Now, this is the part that gets to the point of painting the picture and salting the fruit, all right? Because this guy is on fucking, Gary fucking Faulkner is on dialysis. Now, if you don't know what happens when you're not on dialysis, you have visions. Now, Gary was a man who didn't believe in the value of dialysis. And so as a result, he saw Russell Brand, who decided to play God and tell him to go to Pakistan to bring back Osama bin Laden for the CIA. And as you watch the movie, that's really, really funny. And Nicky C proves once again why he deserves another gong for best actor in an amazing movie. Now, this movie will sit around, I don't know what sort of reviews other people give it. And quite frankly, I don't care, because mine is the only opinion that matters. Glad we got that out of the way. The whole movie from start to finish is just fucking amazing. It is funny. It's so well acted by Nicky C. Seriously, I mean, you look at the roles he did back in the day when he fucking picked up the gong for best actor, and the Gary Faulkner bit that he did annihilates everything that you'll ever see, with possibly the exception of his character in Willy's Wonderland, who does not have a word of dialogue for the entire movie. More on that once I actually get my hands on that amazing film, okay? Now, from memory, I have another 5 or 6 days to wait until I can fucking view that beautiful thing in all its 75-inch goodness, bought on Blu-ray. I tried to get a 4K copy of it, but I can't see that they're releasing one, which in my mind is just fucking criminal. And Nicky, I'm so sorry. I feel like I've let you down, but I didn't do it deliberately, okay? I'm still putting my money where my Nicky C mouth is and making sure that I get this movie so as I can talk about it to all my friends. Now, Matt, you're gonna have to wait for the Con Air. Maybe you won't, maybe you will. I'll make sure I watch it soon and I'll bust down the fucking knowledge. And in the meantime, I do want to let you guys know I'm also deep diving into the Mally G movies and the Bobby P movies. More on those later. In any case, you watch the movie and basically Gary Faulkner eventually gets his way into fucking Pakistan armed with a fucking samurai sword. Now, you'll go, what the fuck? What is going on? Nicky C, what are you doing? What sort of script did you read? And then you watch the movie through to its conclusion, which basically winds up with the CIA apprehending fucking Nicky C, Gary Faulkner, in Pakistan and fucking him off back to the USA so as they can hook him back up to his fucking dialysis machine and stop seeing God. Now, that's not an anti-God move. It's just simply that he needs his dialysis. But what we will find out at the end of the movie, which, by the way, ends up in abysmal failure, or does it? Because let's face it, any movie that Nicky C is in is an absolute triumph of human spirit. Now, I've got more on that later, and since this time, I have also seen National Treasure 2. So we will hit that one shortly. It's a fucking banger. If you haven't watched it, go and get it. But in the meantime, before that, head on over to your video shop, your DVD store, the place where you get your fucking cinema fucking crack, and make sure you watch Army of One, all right? So I'm jumping around all over the place, and I feel the need to explain why. It's because I feel like it. But don't stop watching Army of One, no matter how much it may seem that Nicky's portrayal of Gary Faulkner pisses you off. And I'll explain this with good reason, though it's the biggest spoiler of them all. It's based on true life. Gary Faulkner's a real person who thought God told him to go over and get Osama bin Laden. So this movie is fucking loosely based on real life events. That once again, Nicky C proves that he is just bigger than fucking Ben-Hur when it comes to this shit. Brings it on long and strong and gives you a solid fucking movie to watch in the name of entertainment. But at the end of the movie, you will see Gary Faulkner, the real Gary Faulkner, and you'll just know how much of a fucking acting miracle our own Nicky C, my own Nicky C, Nicolas Cage, Nicholas Coppola actually is, as he utterly fucking nails the dude right down to his facial expressions, the way he talks and moves. Nicky C, thank you, sir. Thank you. You've brought it home again. I cannot recommend this movie enough. It's funny enough, know, at the store I work at, we sell these movies. We sell movies. We sell so much stuff, including parts of our soul. And customers come in, they say to me, hey, Uncle Idiot Box Radio. I don't know why I'm giving myself the uncle honorific. In China, it would mean something worth, you know, respect. But for me, it's just familiarity. And let's face it, all that's going to do is breed contempt. But hey, I can deal with contempt because that means I get to talk about it on the show. Hey, would you like to contempt me? You won't be the first or the last, and that doesn't even make sense. But show your contempt on the show with a wonderful 5-star review. What the fuck? But in the meantime, make sure you do go and get that Army of One goodness, because it is a banger. You will thank me. You'll write to me at idiotboxradio@gmail.com and you'll say, Tori, my friend, my soul partner, my life mate, thank you so much for this recommendation. I love you. And I'll say, you know what, champ? That is a fine old thing, but don't thank me. Thank Nikki C for all the good that he brings to the world and the happiness he brings to children all over. Idiot Box Radio out.